I'm Trina. I'm an overcomer. Okay, so Thursday, I went to work. Normal Thursday at work. Got up, got there. They asked me to say the prayer. I think I told you guys before that, you know, a lot of times they'll ask me to say the unit prayer when we have our huddles. And I prayed like I normally do, you know, just be with all of our people. It was raining when we got there. And so just, you know, keep everybody safe and help us to take good care of your babies. And then I remembered, Lord, help us to remember the events of this week and what Jesus died for us, what he did, and that he died for us, and help us to be conscious of that. And it was kind of generically done. But then I did some C-sections, and I did some vaginal deliveries, and went on about the day. And then later in the day, Shay said, we're having a crawfish boil, and we're going to have some people here that you've never met, and there's going to be a whole bunch of kids here that you've never met. And I said, I think I need to work some extra hours. I'd probably be home late. But I was just kidding. But as the day went on, and I got off work, had a great day, got off work, and by the time I got off work, like, the word was out to all the kids, like, hey, we're having a crawfish boil, and from Sherman to Decatur to Carrollton to Aubrey, like, they all showed up. We were missing two. It was a wonderful day, but that wasn't even the best part. The best part was Allie and Colton showed up with grape juice and crackers, and we got to do communion together as a family and serve each other. We got to serve our kids and our grandkids, and we serve one another. That was really the best part. So what did how did Jesus spend Thursday evening? The Thursday evening before the Good Friday that belongs to us now. So he chose 12 people. These people were ordinary people. They were tax collectors, they were fishermen, but they also had the examples of those are that, you know, if you'll remember Peter, he, out of fear, denied Jesus three times. And then, of course, James and John, who kind of like my little spirit people right there, they were too ambitious and they chose anger and vengeance. Sometimes I'm guilty of that. And then there was doubting Thomas. Hey, me too. Thomas. Right? And then the rest of them, you know, just they lacked faith and understanding of what really was about to happen. And I've been guilty of all of these things, but Jesus. And I don't have to say anything more. But Jesus. When you come to share this meal, I want you to ponder on this. He chose you. The table is open, and you are all welcome.